April 2016 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2016 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: Atonement of Jesus Christ. I can emphatically state that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, ultimately, in the eternal scheme of things, there will be no unfairness. All that is unfair about life can be made right. Preach My Gospel, page 52. Our present circumstances may not change, but through God's compassion, kindness, and love, we will all receive more than we deserve, more than we can ever earn, and more than we can ever hope for. We are promised that God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Elder Dale G. Remlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, that I might draw all men unto me. Ensign, May 2016, page 42. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. You can use your May 2016 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. What are the four types of family councils, and why are they important? See M. Russell Ballard, Family Councils, page 63. How do we prepare for the temple? See Quinton L. Cook, See Yourself in the Temple, page 97. What are priesthood keys? See Gary E. Stevenson, Where Are the Keys and Authority of the Priesthood, page 29. Choose Faith Over Doubt. Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, Do I Believe? Ensign, May 2016, page 89. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. Prophetic Promise: Rescue. Here on earth, the dust and filth of the world stain our souls, making it difficult to recognize and remember our birthright and purpose. But all this cannot change who we truly are. The fundamental divinity of our nature remains. You may feel that your life is in ruins. You may have sinned. You may be afraid, angry, grieving, or tortured by doubt. But just as the Good Shepherd finds his lost sheep, if you will only lift up your heart to the Savior of the world, He will find you. He will rescue you. He will lift you up and place you on His shoulders. He will carry you home. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. He will place you on His shoulders and carry you home. Ensign, May 2016, page 104. Drawing Parallels: Future Roles. Multiple speakers sometimes address the same topic. Here is what three speakers said about preparing for future roles. Young men, live your life so that as a man you will bring purity to your marriage and to your children. D. Todd Christofferson, Fathers, page 96. Prayerfully determine what you can do, according to your own time and circumstance, to serve the refugees living in your neighborhoods and communities. Linda K. Burton, I Was a Stranger, page 14. In God's plan of happiness, we are not so much looking for someone perfect, but for a person with whom, throughout a lifetime, we can join efforts to create a loving, lasting, and more perfect relationship. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, In Praise of Those Who Save, page 78. Great stories from conference. What catches our attention better than a story? The following stories are among the many shared at conference. What doctrine comforted a couple in South America who longed to have their baby sealed to them? See W. Christopher Waddell, A Pattern for Peace, page 90. What realization did a mother make as she flew with her critically ill toddler in a helicopter to Primary Children's Hospital? See Bonnie L. Oscarson, Do I Believe? Page 87. How did a priest quorum leader get one of his priests back to church? See Mervyn B. Arnold, To the Rescue, We Can Do It, page 53. End of April 2016 Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.